This special program is brought to you by the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition. Guests provide information about upcoming events, resources available, and the many ways to help reduce substance use and promote a healthy Lenawee.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me on tonight's program is Tim Kelly. Tim wears many hats. He is the director of Cradle to Career Partnership. He is also the social and emotional learning coordinator at LISD. And for tonight, we're going to be talking about hat number three. He is the chair of the LSAPC subcommittee, which is prevention and education. Tim, thanks for taking time out of your day.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So we're going to talk about the Prevention and Education Subcommittee for the LSAPC. So one of the goals is to help educate our community, basically.
Yeah, that is the goal, really, yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
From school age all the way up to the elderly, mm-hmm. We all can learn more about preventing substance abuse and things we can do to dispose of our medications. That's really what some of our focus is about.
By educating all the different age demographics and people of different walks of life, we're helping them learn more about different kinds of substance abuse, but also about the different partnerships that we have within the community for necessary help.
Yeah. We have, you know, a very diverse group that's addressing substance abuse. We have people who are in recovery, bring a great deal of information and help in addressing it. We have obviously CMH, Parkside, the hospital. ProMedica also provides support there, as does the ISD, and just a number of community partners that, frankly, whenever you just say, we need a hand with this, and they step right up and want to address the issue with us.
Someone is always there to help, no matter, you know, what kind of situation you're in. So we want to talk tonight, too, about the upcoming drug take-back event that's happening at the end of the month. And we can't get the word out too early, really, about that, because we want people to take time to go through their cupboards and drawers and everything and put together their donations.
We need people to get rid of their medications that they're no longer using, that are expired. You know, it's a great opportunity on October 29th between 10 and 2 p.m. to come out to ProMedica Hospital right around the backside there and drop stuff off. There will be signs directing you and picking up something in a way of a little goodie bag that will say thank you just a little bit for making our community just a little bit safer.
Exactly. Used to be back in the day that you'd flush things down the toilet or just throw them in the regular trash. And, you know, they really are trying to be a little bit more environmentally concerned by disposing of things properly. And so twice a year this event happens.
Yep. I've been involved the last 2 years, mm-hmm. So this is going on my third year, so to speak. And it's been a very good turnout. We've typically had over 300 people involved, and it really is an opportunity to get rid of things, including sharps. I should have mentioned that. Sharps are something that people seem to have a hard time getting rid of, and obviously we don't want those things in the trash. We don't want things flushed down toilets because they can maybe if you're aware, they can check the chemicals in our wastewater treatment, and they know what's out there in into our water system. So we really need to keep that stuff out of the old ways we used to get rid of it.
Exactly. And this is a national event. It's put on by the Drug Enforcement Administration. And so everything that's done on Saturday, October 29th, at the Drug Take Back event, there are precautions being made. The Sheriff's Department is there present, and it's pretty tight as far as how everything happens that day.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules and regulations. It requires law enforcement to handle the substances that are disposed of, mm-hmm. and they, along with some pharmacists from the hospital that helps sort them so that we can kind of tell what's been disposed of. They have a very strict requirements about where things can be disposed of. They have to end at 2:00. It's very, very strict.
It's hard and fast. Yes, it is.
And so they, not only on that day, I should mention that they have their red boxes at a number of the law enforcement agencies around the county, mm-hmm. that if you can't make it on the 29th, you can take them there. And we really need people to take them whenever they can to the law enforcement.
So, Tim, again, we want to remind people that it is Saturday, October 29th. It is at the ProMedica Hickman Hospital. You just follow the signs that say COVID testing, basically, to take them around the back. And they can get more information about the event and, you know, garner some information in general at drugpreventionlenaway.com. So thanks so much, Tim.
All right. Thanks, Kat.
The Lenaway Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, supported by funding from the Health Resources and Services Administration. Thank you for listening. New messages air on the second and fourth Monday each month at 6:15 p.m. You can listen to this program as a podcast under the On Air Audio tab on WLEN.com. And get more information at drugpreventionlenaway.com.